Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. It might have to be a faster cast because Betty Rock might have to leave real quickly. Apparently, she clogged her toilet up something huge. And so bad that it's coming up through her shower. And her landlord is like,
animal.
How many people live there? What is going on in your one-bedroom apartment?
Okay, so here's what's happening.
If you
follow me on social media, I think I posted it there. But this happened maybe right before Thanksgiving, I think, this happened. And whatever came out of my shower drain was foul, okay? The plumber came, did something outside, I don't even know, and everything was fine.
He couldn't even bring himself to go inside. He's like, I'm going to try to fix this from outside. I don't know what that girl's doing.
So anyways, last night, it happened again.
Yeah.
But this time, at least the water is clear-ish.
Yeah.
That's coming out of the shower drain. It looks like something from a garbage disposal.
But before you thought it was your upstairs neighbor's fault, and now there's no one there.
Now there's no one living there, so I know it's not them.
Have you used your garbage disposal?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
I bet it's on you. I bet it's you.
But I'm not doing anything crazy.
I bet you have somehow clogged that thing up, and so now it's backflowing into your shower, because it all shares the same pipes.
Well,
I bet you that's it.
Well, then how is that my fault? That's lousy plumbing.
What are you putting down there?
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, sure, right.
If you're going to ask a question and I'm going to answer it, do not make fun of it.
You're not using the restroom in the garbage disposal, are
That's
you?
What it's made for, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm curious
because
you said it was more like garbage disposal type food. So, like, I'm curious if you've got something that is clogged up in there.
I don't know, because I will, and this is just random. This is throughout the day. I will hear what sounds like air bubbles.
Yes.
In the pipes.
I've had that happen in my plumbing, too.
But the thing is I'm not doing anything. I'm literally sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Right.
Not using any type of water system, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear bloop.
Yeah, I've had that happen at my house, too.
What is it?
I have no idea. I just blame my wife.
That's the right way to do it.
It's very frustrating. So anyways, my landlord called and he said, hey, the plumbers are going to call you and you may need to get home. Soon.
Yeah, I would feel bad though, because it's like he's like subtly, he's been really good to you, but he's like subtly gone. This only happened once years ago, and now it's twice since you've been there. What is the difference? And it's probably
I'm
you.
Not doing anything.
Look what
I'm
you've done.
Well, okay.
Well,
so,
thanks for making fun of my situation. I appreciate
it. No, I feel bad for you.
Oh, sure.
It's not fun. It's not fun. I hate house issues when something you can't fix is a problem.
Yeah,
especially plumbing.
Yeah. I still don't even know fully how plumbing works. I get the concept.
You're quick to judge.
I know, I get the concept of it, but like I wouldn't ever try to plumb anything. Like you have the
S
trap.
It seems like a
nasty job. Oh yeah. That's why they make so much. I mean, you don't want to go to college. Go to plumbing school.
Gotta call the crack guys.
Yeah. Oh, I love the crack guys, and they're not even plumbers.
There's some kind of local, I don't know, business here in Nashville.
Foundation business.
Yeah. But their commercial comes on the local television news station all the time, and so we're like, oh, the crack guys.
Yeah, and the plumbers are like, why didn't we trademark that? Darn it. Let's see. Here's some stuff going on. I'm really getting mad at myself. I've missed like all these debates, the Republican debates, because I want to be informed on
that
stuff.
You're in a better positive headspace, aren't you?
I have been staying out of a lot of stuff because, it does make me mad. And so, like, I've been a little out of touch with it. But, like, I've missed a couple of the debates. And then I missed one on Wednesday. So, yesterday. I missed that one between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. And I was like, dadgummit, I wanted to hear more from her and from him, too, because they're both trailing Trump still. And Nikki Haley has made up some ground. And so I'd like to know more about her from her, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what's really funny in this is Vivek Ramaswamy. He is still in. Chris Christie dropped out, but Ramaswamy is still in, and he's like the millionaire guy.
Is he a millionaire?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is a businessman and did really well.
Okay.
But like he's in, and so he didn't qualify for the debate. So he was not allowed to be on the stage. Oh, that's why it was just the two of them. Because they start weeding it down because you don't want someone that's never going to have a chance to win.
Like, oh, so the reason he couldn't make it on stage was because he wasn't popular enough.
He didn't qualify. To qualify, you must have at least 10% support in three national polls. Mm. And he's not even clocking in at that.
It's probably a good thing because he does feel more... Well, there are some things he'll say that I'm like, yeah, I agree with that.
But I know,
He feels more clickbaity in a weird way where you see these clips, two-minute segments, where you're like, oh, totally agree with this guy.
He went after Nikki Haley in one of the debates, and he held up a sign, and he had written, Nikki corrupt, you know? And even Chris Christie was like, dude, you're hitting below the belt, dude. That's not cool. Which I thought it was cool from Christie. But what's funny is Ramaswamy decided since he couldn't be there, he was running ads during the debate. And basically, he was saying in these ads, don't fall for their trick. They don't want you to hear from me about the truth about what really happened on January 6th. He's playing into conspiracy stuff, too. The truth about the COVID origin, Hunter Biden's laptop, and everything else they've lied to you about. Which is really smart on his part, though. Like, I mean, I think he's probably going to be mathematically out of it. But, like, to run these spots during the debate where he has been eliminated, I mean, like, all right, that's good. That makes me kind of go, well, dadgum, I like that, the way that guy's thinking.
Really?
What else does he have? Yes.
Oh, all of it stresses me out. I hate every bit of it.
Oh, see, and I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Theoretically, Nikki Haley actually does feel like the least stressful candidate, which I'm intrigued by this because we've seen that a lot of this has been the Republican side of things.
It's all Republican. Yeah.
What is the deal with the Democratic side of? Is it like is Biden rerunning?
Kamala
Harris running?
Yeah.
When do we get the idea of some of those people getting into gear?
I think they've already kind of said, like, Biden had announced that he was going to run, and I believe it's going to be the same ticket. I think you could actually change out if he was running again, if he didn't want her as his vice president candidate. I think he can change it out. Don't quote me on any of that because this is stuff I've learned and then forgotten. But they're set. Like, you can have people that challenge them. There could be other Democrats that want that nomination to go against them, but no one ever does that.
Did you see, and this might get you on a soapbox, so please keep yourself.
I'd love one.
Refrain yourself.
I have my shoes on, ready to go.
Put the box down.
I saw on Instagram.
Oh, Grandma.
That there was a public school in New York that they had 2,000 students that they made them do school from home because they are emptying out the school so that the illegal people can move in there and stay warm.
Yeah.
And what's so crazy to me is I saw this video and these people are walking through this line getting into the school, these illegals, and they're wearing really nice stuff. Where did they get that? Nice Air Jordans, nice puffy coats. And that's great,
right?
But where did they get it? And also, if I were the parent of a student that went to that school and you told me, and I didn't work from home, I had to go somewhere.
And you're paying huge taxes in New York City to have schools and have decent schools and things like that. Like the people that get taxed in New York City, they get a federal tax, a state tax, and a city tax on their income. Mm-hmm. So you're paying through the nose. Mm. And so, what has happened with that is Biden's border policies that they took Trump to task for, and you're putting children in cages. They changed nothing, and they actually made it worse. Mm. And so then they just opened up the borders and let a bunch of people in. And so now what do you do with that? So, like, border state governors and other states, red states, were like, well, you know what? We're not going to make this our problem. They are busing large groups of immigrants to these Democratic states like New York. And so now New York and New Yorkers that are highly Democrat are like, wait, what? We hate this. Well, this is what happens. When you have these kind of policies, somebody ultimately has to pay the price for all of this stuff, regardless of what it is. Mm-hmm. And so now they're like, this is horrible. So New Yorkers are super mad at things just like this, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, we all want to be good people. We want to take care of people. You mentioned the clothes. That's probably because of charities and good people trying to help people not not suffer.
Yeah, like, you and see children and you're like, I don't want them suffering.
They're here now. You don't want them to freeze in the cold, you know? And so it's like, but then they get treated better than our homeless, you know? So that's another issue. There's no great answer, and there's no win in this battle right now. And that's the problem. It's just going to keep going. I don't know how you stop it or where you stop it, because now these people are here, and Trump's big thing is you're going to see the biggest deportation of all time if, you know, I get elected, to which a lot of people go, yes, take back America. And even people that were Democrats now that have been had to see what policies that don't work look like when played out in front of them and in their space, it gets real. You know, when it's somebody else's state, it's not a big deal. But when it's your state and your kids, you have a change of heart. And it's funny, because a lot of people, when they're really younger, they tend to get worked up at college and have Democratic type tendencies and things like that. And then as they get older and they have kids, and then they realize, oh, some of these policies, while they look great on paper, I'm paying for that now, you know, and now as a person that's making money, and I want to take care of my family.
Right.
And now I'm having to pay all this money for stuff because somebody has to pay. It's the middle class, you know. And so, like, you see people growing in their, as they, you know, mature, they also see their politics change. And I've seen a little bit of even my daughter at 25, you know, at 18, like, I'm like, who are you? Like, what are you, you liberal nutcase? Like, she was so offended by everything. And I remember sitting at a Burger King with her one time, and I told a joke and she got offended. And I literally go, what is wrong with you? Like, I said, I love you to death, but I don't even know who you are anymore. You used to be the person that I could tell these things to. You know it's a joke. You know it's funny. And now you're offended by everything. I said, I'm not a fan of this. You know? And so it was, oh, man.
But Daddy!
I know.
Triggered, Daddy!
Yeah. And so I've had to have those conversations with her, but it's interesting to see her, like, get a little bit older and get a little more savvy and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember when she was in college and she was going, you know, I think it's great, like the Hamiltons of the world, where they had no race for the different parts. And she was like, this is great. I love this. And I thought that was great, too. I thought it was unique. It was different. But then it was like all of a sudden, when she's out trying to work in the real world and she sees cast listings, and they're basically for other races and ethnicities that typically would have been a white part before, and you're not even encouraged to apply. She's starting to see the reality of the situation, where she thought it was great for equality before, but then it's not about equality.
Yep.
It's actually stacking the deck against other people, which is what, and to people's point, like if you are say black in this country, you like, hey, well, welcome to it. I've been this, my whole life has been stacked against me. And that's a fair argument. But then it's like when you look at things that were like, she thought this was great, but now she's seeing she's limited in what she can actually do.
Right.
It started to change her mind. She hasn't become a racist, which I'm thrilled with.
Well, that's good.
I know, which is good. But she's starting to realize the inequity of doing things because of wokeism that don't necessarily make sense or that don't go both ways. Mm-hmm. You can have a black Ariel, but you cannot have a white Tiana. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and she's starting to see that inequity, you know, like if you want to have no race for any of these characters, I don't care. That's great. But just make it the same across the board.
Got you on a soapbox.
Yeah, you did. You said you were going to, and I didn't.
No,
but
I said try to refrain.
Yeah, well, I tried. I'm only human. Come on, man. What am I going to do?
I forgot that we have a call in 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. So. Is it to your plumber for clogging up your toilet?
No, it's a Flashback Friday call.
She's such a lady.
You okay, blame it on me, but it's not me.
Go.
You don't know it's me.
I know it's you. Yeah, oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to, can I have your landlord's number?
No.
I'm going to be like, hey, guess what? She's done that here too.
She's a menace.
Oh my God.
keep her away.
Okay. Then I'm going to come to your house and I'm really going to.
Next time she catches it.
Shove kitty litter down their toilet. Okay. The McDonald's Double Big Mac is coming for a limited time.
I hate this story because I'm so hungry.
I am so.
It's actually coming back for a second time, even though this is its debut. Here's what happened. McDonald's first released the Double Big Mac back in March 10th, 2020, having no idea that the world was about to shut down due to COVID. So many people weren't able to try it. Well, now it's back on the menu.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfectly at a great time. January 24th is when it is set to release, right when everyone is going to be giving up their resolutions of losing weight. If you're wondering, what does the Double Big Mac mean? Well, what it looks like is you have bread. Then you have two patties, another piece of bread, two patties, and, another piece of bread.
At that first piece of bread, the second piece of bread is where you should have stopped. Like, that's a normal Big Mac, but then, four patties.
They say it's the equivalent of four burgers.
Woof! And you think, I'm only eating one burger. So, you get lulled into this false sense of security, but you
do
literally...
you literally have to shove it together to get it in your mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say this. Yeah, I don't like hamburgers like that. Like, when you go to these places that have craft, brew house burgers, and they stick a knife in it just to hold it together.
I don't need that.
It's not fun to eat that.
Yeah,
it's just too messy.
It is.
Do you guys want to?
But I would have one of these.
Do you guys want to guess how many calories they are predicting that this thing will have?
Well, the first
one. I'm a little
one,
surprised.
Lower? Because the first one should have about 800 calories.
Well, see, I'm thrown off by this article because it's saying 740.
Total?
What? Total.
What?
And I don't feel like that's right.
I think that's great. What are you saying? Don't look calorie in the mouth.
Wait, what is the amount of one one Big Mac?
If one Big Mac's clocking in at around 300, I know where I'm going for lunch today.
563.
Dang it!
So then you double 563, you're in the thousands.
No, because you just added one piece of bread and meat.
It's just the protein.
Yeah. Because
they're not even adding the bread. It's just two new patties to the equation. So I feel like that makes sense. You only add maybe 100 calories
per
patty.
Well, you're adding one. No, never mind.
They're not adding another bread slice.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
There.
You're
so
right.
It's just
a little
that
extra cheese. Yeah.
So I feel like I actually personally
800. That's
not crazy.
Dreamed about McDonald's last night.
Dude,
I'm not making this up.
Oh my goodness.
I woke up and
I want this right now.
I got half my pillow in my mouth.
I'm gonna go get a Big Mac.
I know. I'm in my diet and I'm struggling
today.
Through it. And Betty's just laughing and cackling over there like a tiny thin hyena. If I was a lion, I would eat. But I'm working through it, and my wife is gonna come up here today, and I'm like, well, why don't you come up and swing by the studio and stuff like that? I'll go to Sam's with you. She goes, no, because then it'll be later, and then we'll want to go to lunch together, mm-hmm. and we can't do lunch. And I'm like, oh, you're so right. Okay, just pass me by like the angel of death. I got the stuff on
give
the post.
That
pass
half
me
of
by.
The turkey
so she's
sandwich.
Not coming by at all. There's no
I don't
temptation
think so.
That's gonna
nope.
You got, come on. You, if you go,
I can't.
If you go, what's the problem here with going over to what you said, Sam's Club?
Yeah.
For lunch.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for lunch there?
I'd get the hot dog deal,
that's
like they have at Costco.
You say the deal.
Yeah.
I know you've already had your soda.
I had my
of
soda.
The week.
Yeah.
Can you go there?
Yes.
Just for the hot dog, which is a delicious thing. It's not that many calories. Let me tell you.
You're the
you
devil
what.
On my shoulder. I probably
Sam's
could.
Club.
But I'm like, if I really limit myself in the midday, like for lunch, then I can have a better dinner, which makes me happy. How much is it?
500.
Yeah. See, I mean,
actually,
it's like,
that's a little high.
Yeah, they lure you in.
It just depends on. Yeah, it depends on you because you're doing it right where you're like the treat of the day for you was Chewy's.
Yeah.
So you were good on the.
I
other
had nothing
ones.
Else on the other side.
But that wasn't high. His cheat day. Just so you.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, Saturday's coming. Saturday's coming, and I can't get here soon enough.
Well, anyone else would say that should be your cheat day. Yeah. No, no, no.
No, Saturday's coming. All right. That's
like bartering with the devil. No, I have one birthday.
Let's celebrate it.
And it is Ryan.
Ryan!
He's turning, I don't know how much he's turning.
Oh, happy birthday.
But today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yay!
Okay.
Okay. Well, with
that's
that,
it. Just a little heads up that tomorrow Gavin is going to be heading. Well, he's heading to Louisiana today after the show, and so Wally and I are on our own tomorrow. Wish us the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it might take a little longer to get to phone calls or things like that.
That's true.
It's
and
still
also
be
too,
just as good of a show.
A little bit of a warning. I need to post this on our socials, but I made sticker boards.
I know. You're going to miss the first day of sticker boards.
Yes. So, no, today will be the first day of sticker boards. I make the rules around here with the sticker boards.
You know what? I love that you make the rules because I think you're a strong, independent, capable woman. sticker.
See, I like that. I think we should make you a sticker board.
I don't need a sticker board. I'm good all the time. I would outshine everyone.
Sticker up her booty board. I'm not getting a sticker.
Good one.
Yeah, not getting
good
a sticker today.
Speaking of that booty, have you gotten a call yet?
All right. With
laugh. I'm going to go stop and get myself a Big Mac. So boo.
So will I.
Then look out, toilet. All right. We got to go. That's enough. Enough of this childishness.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for being a potty.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.